I wanted to get a sense of, like, any project that you've worked on, where did the inspiration come from? What was the catalyst to want to work on a project looking at street art in Wynwood? And again, you have three different books, you know, that catalogs the artwork in Wynwood, right?
The project really came about because every year during Art Basel, I make a photo essay. And in 2012, I couldn't ignore what was happening on the streets of Wynwood. I immersed myself in the street art scene there and came away with a photo essay. I started sharing that photo essay with some confidants and colleagues, and they inspired me enough to make a book of that essay. And that first book is I'm in Miami Bitch, The Disappearing Street Art of Wynwood.
When it started rolling, and I wasn't here for this, so I wasn't here to see this. But when it started happening, what was it that launched that? Was it just any particular artist or group of artists, or and why there?
Yeah, what happened was that Wynwood started becoming a local hangout spot. Artists had sort of descended on the area, and there was a small group of artists who weren't getting shown in the galleries, and they wanted to express themselves during Art Basel, so they took to the streets. And that's really started the momentum about, I don't know, 8-9 years ago.
I'm thinking in terms, too, when I do this interview, as I set up my questions, is I'm thinking of people who've actually never been, whether they just moved here recently or they've never been to Wynwood, kind of helping them understand what that community was, is, and why it's such a popular place for artists. But for anybody who's never been, how would you describe it to somebody?
Well, today or 20 years ago?
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. I mean, you can give it that context too. Yeah.
20 years ago, it was a warehouse garment district that just had trucks dropping off, delivering, picking up garments for the fashion industry. Today, it's an entertainment district. It's a full-blown every weekend party and food truck bonanza. What makes it interesting, the neighborhood, is that sprinkled in is probably the most intense mural district of anywhere in the world, in addition to a lot of galleries, art galleries. So that juxtaposition sort of creates this unique environment. And I have a quote from one of the artists: it's the Miami thing to do to turn it into a party. And that's what's essentially happened in Wynwood. Initially, it was supposed to be a fine art district, and it's turned into a party because of whatever the host of reasons are, that there was a gallery walk, and the gallery walk turned into sort of, some might say, a freak show, or some think that it's gotten out of hand. I think if you're a true art gallery and your interest is philosophizing and intellectualizing about art, that's not necessarily the right place for you.
How long do you think the party will last? Because you know what I noticed is, obviously, and this happens in a lot of communities, artists come in and all of a sudden that community becomes valuable. And then if that developers see that as a cash cow.
Well, the developers have seen it. They know the formula. They know how to exploit a neighborhood to the best degree for their profits.
Is there a concern then that it could destroy what Wynwood stands for right now?
Sure, it's an ongoing concern. I think a lot of the early pioneers of the neighborhood have figured out that they need the street art and sort of the authenticity to survive or to prosper.
I want to ask a little bit about, and what I find fascinating about driving around in Wynwood. I was actually there this weekend and stopped in, and I haven't been there in a while. I think part of it is all the Zika coverage that we've done has kind of scared me off. But I was there this weekend and actually got to eat at one of my favorite places, Miam. I just love that building, the Zebra Building, as I call it. But I love it because I enjoy watching really what's happening outside of that place, which is always a photo shoot.
Right.
I always see models out there posing, and I don't even know what they're selling or what they're posing for.
Well, that's kind of a phenomenon that what used to happen in South Beach, and Wynwood has become the new South Beach.
Wynwood, I've never heard that. I mean, I've only been here a couple of years, but I've never heard that.
Yeah. When I finished my education and I moved to South Beach, it was the really early 90s, 92, 93. And at the time, sort of on every street corner, there was a photo shoot going on. A bikini, a sundress, you know, whatever they were hawking. You know, there were girls lined up.
And now Wynwood has become that.
Yeah.
Is that a good or bad thing?
Well, people use that backdrop to sort of try to add legitimacy or credibility to whatever they're trying to perpetrate or visualize.
Yeah.
In their persona or their product or, you know, their rep. It's where you go to, you know, be immortalized.
I just think about it. I remember, and I love, what I love most about Miam is I'll ask anybody behind the counter, because they know, because all these crews come in to eat, and right. I say, well, what are they filming out here? What's going on out here? Because one day I remember seeing a guy in a Speedo.
Oh.
He was a model. You could tell he was a model because of his physique.
With graffiti, like you, because you, that's the perfect juxtaposition. You would wear a Speedo in a tough gangster neighborhood, or formerly tough neighborhood, or still, you know, still can be a sketchy place certain times.
I've seen just about everything there. It's kind of funny. Let me ask you about the artist, though. I know, right? There's an image for you. And I'm sitting in there having something to eat while I see this. Anyway, let me ask you about the artist, and really more on your art, because look, as an amateur, I just have my phone and I love to take pictures of all of this. I find it fascinating. I spent a good chunk of my years in college as an art major, a failed artist, and, you know, but everything I'd been taught was so traditional, and a piece that's on your canvas framed and you put it in a gallery if you're lucky enough. But what I find about street art that's so fascinating is that there isn't that canvas, the traditional canvas, and it's really almost, there's no limit. But what I always find challenging is when I'm trying to take a picture is, okay, how do I capture this amazing piece that's covering 30 feet? For you, how...
30, that's small.
That's small. I know that's...
I mean, there's giant warehouses in Wynwood that are hundreds of thousands of square feet.
Take me through just basically, I mean, without getting too wonky into the techie stuff of photography, how do you set those pictures up, and how do you, you know...
Oh, no, none of the pictures are set up whatsoever.
What do you do?
Well, my background is as a documentary photographer, so there's a code of ethics that goes with documentary photography, and that means that I'm there as a witness. I don't control or conceive or tell people what to do in any way, shape, or form. I'm letting real natural life unfold. Wynwood is a fishbowl, especially at these cafes, you know, that has a view out onto the streets. And it used to be that artists would paint in Wynwood and nobody would know what they were doing and nobody would see them. They'd just do it and there was no crowds. But, you know, it's almost like a rock concert there now. You know, there's so many people and their selfie sticks and their cell phones and their digital cameras. But that's the opposite way that I want to work. And I've worked in a much different way. Initially, I know a lot of the people who have pioneered Wynwood, and I've seen it grow, and I've seen their businesses, you know, morph to the neighborhood. But my goal was to make an authentic photo essay about the neighborhood, and that's what this trilogy of books does. I go out with a camera and a pocket full of film, and I'm making photographs the old-fashioned way in the analog style. So what you see is what you get. I don't manipulate the scenes in any way, but yes, I'm interested in their artwork because that's inspiring into and on itself, but I'm more interested in sort of their interactivity with the streets and the community and the environment. And that's what I'm trying to capture is what does it feel like to be on the streets there? And I think you could see in the progression of the books, because they're about a year apart, each of them, how the neighborhood has changed over the years, how it's gone from this sort of grittier street kind of place to a more gentrified and polished look of its original self.
You know, how do you describe what Art Basel is to the community, and does it sync in with what's happening in Wynwood? Are these two different, really two different communities doing different things?
Yeah, Wynwood is the democratization of art, because artists, the threshold for getting a wall is a lot lower, or maybe higher, or just different than getting your work to be shown in a gallery. And Art Basel in Miami Beach is a world away from Wynwood. Some of the artists cross over. Those are the lucky few and the very hardworking ones, or the ones that have a style that transcends the street. But for the most part, those are two different orbiting worlds. And in a way, Wynwood is sort of the everyman's Art Basel, where Art Basel, you know, the tickets are $50 each. You know, you have to be, some people want to be invited, and there's a special preview day. And, you know, where Wynwood, you park your car, you get out, you walk around, and you get to start this interaction with the street and with people and with sort of all the craziness that goes on. So, you know, it's like going to the carnival. You get to watch what's going down.